Yesterday, the past, general statements. In daily conversation, talking about the past is done very frequently. Whenever you meet a friend, you always tell each other what you have been doing recently. Friends are always interested in each other, so they want to know how you have been spending your time in the past. Today's lesson is going to target past tense communication. This goes hand in hand with the last two lessons, and changing a few words around can make a future or present tense sentence into a past tense sentence. To begin, here are a couple of sentences that are common to say. I went to the airport yesterday. I met Bob last week. I was an hour late for my meeting. I went to the bus stop, but I was 30 seconds late. A person on the street told me the bus just went by. I completed that task this morning. Speaking in the past requires past tense words. Let's take a closer look at the sentences above. Past tense. Went, met, was, completed. Present tense. Go, meet, am, complete. Future tense, going to go, will meet, going to be, will complete. As you can see by some of the examples in the chart, some words change when speaking in the past tense. Besides some words that change, many times a word with the letter D or ED at the end changes the word to past tense. Here are some examples. I was being polite, so I opened the door for him. I stapled the papers together to keep them organized. The paper ripped on the bottom, so I taped them together. I switched the presents around because I found out Jane doesn't like red lipstick. I was very interested in the topic, so I paid close attention. The tricky part is to know when to add a D to the end of a word to make it past tense. There are exceptions that can cause confusion. For example, I rode my bike to school. It would be incorrect to say I rided. I built the house from scratch. Incorrect way is to say I builded. I sat on the chair next to the emergency exit. Incorrect way is to say seated. So remember to use past tense words correctly, or the other person might not understand what you are saying.